This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, so I will begin. I am Diana Winston. I am the Director of Mindfulness Education at our UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center. As always, happy to be here and be present with all of you to have this 30-minute kind of oasis in the midst of our days and in the midst of our lives. So nice you can join us today. We're practicing mindfulness where we pay attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with what is. I wanted to talk today about anxiety because I know nobody is anxious these days, right? No one is anxious. I know we have just a couple of weeks before a big election. We have many, many things that are causing anxiety in our lives, and not only that, but obviously with the pandemic, with the economic issues, with all that are happening right now, and of course, personally, globally, it's all there. So just a reminder today on how we can use mindfulness to work with anxiety. And we'll be doing that when we do our guided meditation. Anxiety is, in my mind, it's a combination of body sensations and mental activity. So thoughts, stories that we tell ourselves. So there's a lot of feeling that's happening in our body when we're anxious, right? Oftentimes there's fluttering in our stomach or clenching, tightness, feeling of, you know, just really unpleasant sensations in our chest, in our throat, in our face. I mean, anxiety can show up in our body anywhere, those anxious feelings. And the thoughts come too, right? There's lots of future thoughts, catastrophizing thoughts, going to the worst case scenario types of thoughts. And you put these two together and we just get kind of like locked into our anxiety. And then often it feels like it's a cycle, like we're having these anxious feelings in our body because of whatever reason. Maybe it's because of we're reading too much, we're taking in too much media. I do want to encourage people. Recently, a lot of the students have been talking to me and saying that they're backing off on media and just like asking someone to tell them when there's something important they should know, but it's causing so much anxiety to, you know, doom scroll or whatever it is we do, that backing off is really helping with the anxiety. But anyway, we have some kind of stimulus. We start to have anxious feelings in our bodies. Then we start thinking about it, like, how can I soothe it? And we usually try to soothe it by trying to think ourselves out of it. And then that leads to more anxious feeling, which leads to more anxious thinking. And it just gets to be this cycle that perpetuates like that. So we can't outthink ourselves from the anxiety. What we can do is we can learn to come into our bodies and get in touch with these sensations and learn to hold them with mindful awareness and with kindness and compassion for ourselves. And this can break that cycle that I'm describing of the anxious thought and feeling in the body and in the mind. So there are three components for me for working with anxiety. One is using mindfulness to be, just as I was saying, to be aware of what's happening in the body and mind. Two is what I call enlisting our wisdom mind. And that means once we've calmed down a little bit, once we're not on high alert, fight, flight, freeze, but we have a little bit of more consciousness when we're not so lost in our anxiety, we can kind of ask ourselves questions to enlist the part of us that knows, like, is this really going to happen? Do I really know? I'm not sure. What if I just connect with the present moment? So we use our cognitive, our intellectual faculties to bring us back into the moment and to calm us down. And then the third piece is bringing kindness to all of this that's happening. So we'll practice all three of those today. Why don't you settle back into a comfortable position for you? Many of you are on chairs and cushions, and some in beds, some standing, couches, desk chairs, whatever you're in, just find that place of some ease. It's helpful if you can have your feet on the floor. Hands resting wherever they're comfortable. Your back can be upright, not too tight. And closing your eyes if that feels good to you. Some people meditate with their eyes open, but usually looking downward so they're not too distracted. And let's start by taking a deep breath. And as we take the deep breath, I'd just like us all to acknowledge, if you are feeling anxious, you are not alone. Yeah, you're not the only one. This is a very anxiety-producing time. And we can do practices and use the tools that we're learning through mindfulness and, of course, many other ways and other things that we do to help us with anxiety. So let's start by feeling our feet on the floor. And as you feel the weight of your feet on the floor, you're just noticing like touch, pressure, heaviness. Might be like a vibration feeling, warmth. But see if you can feel the connection of the ground beneath your feet, even if you're many stories up. Can you feel the ground beneath your feet? Sometimes when my mind gets very anxious, I just bring my attention to my feet and I feel the solidity and I feel the way the earth is holding me. And it just helps me to calm and settle. So feel your feet. And if you're seated, you might also feel your legs, back of your thighs, pelvis, everything just being held by the chair or the cushion, feeling the support. Take another breath. And you can notice your stomach areas, your stomach tense or tight, allowing it to soften. Notice your hands, softening your hands. You might become aware of sensations, tingling, vibrating, heat, coolness. Let your hands be soft. Let your arms and shoulders be soft. And finding some softness in our face, facial muscles, jaw. Letting our whole body soften and be held by this earth. And we can turn our attention to sounds around us coming and going. Sounds in the room, the ambient noise. Sounds outside. Even sound of my voice. You can notice the silence between the sounds. Listening without getting lost in a story about the sounds. I like it, I don't like it. Just listen. And coming back into your body to feel your breath, the rising, falling of your abdomen. the expanding and contracting of your chest. Just the breath, it's a natural breath. Breathing in and out through our nose, not lengthening or shortening the breath, but just the natural breath as we feel it in our bodies. Abdomen rising, falling, chest expanding and contracting. Air moving through your nose, tingling, coolness, warmth. Let's pick something to focus on just to help stabilize our attention. So you can use your breath in your abdomen, your chest, or nose. Or if you like listening to sounds, you can do that. Some people even notice the changing sensations in their hands or feet. So one way of working with anxiety is simply to find a way to calm yourself down and just to get more of a baseline of ease, or a more eased mind, easeful mind. So we're just going to start here with attending to our breathing or listening to the sounds or sensations, moment after moment, breath after breath. And then at some point your attention wanders and it could go to something that causes anxiety, but it could also go to anything. Planning, remembering, imagining, just spacing out. So this is one way of working with it. When you notice your attention has wandered, you can say a soft word in your mind, like thinking, and then come back to your focus. So we'll start here, and then we'll go through the three different ways I described: mindfulness of the anxiety, then enlisting our wisdom mind, and then kindness. So let's start here with some baseline mindfulness. So we can work specifically with anxiety using our mindfulness practice. And to start, see if you can find a part of your body right now that feels pretty relaxed or at ease, good, safe, definitely not anxious. So you might try your feet, what we were exploring before. Can you feel that connection with your feet on the ground? You might notice your hands or your legs. Is there some part of your body that feels at ease? And if nothing in your body feels that way, can you imagine a time where you felt at ease, at rest? Or if you're in a room where there's something beautiful to look at, you could try that. See if it soothes your mind. Now, notice if you are anxious about something. And if you're not particularly in this moment, I don't want to make you more anxious, but if you want to try this practice, you can just think of something that is not a very strong thing, moderate or mild, that's brought up some anxiety in the last few days. And now let's bring our attention to that part that felt good, that place of ease in our body, our hands or our feet, or maybe something outside, an image or a memory. So let yourself go there and breathe. And now reminding yourself of what has made you anxious, very gently, do this really gently. Notice what you're feeling in your body right now. Maybe there's tightness in your belly, contraction around your diaphragm, tightness in your chest, constriction in your throat. So just breathe and notice and see if you can soften, just soften a little bit. Allowing it to be here, allowing whatever is here to be here. And breathe. And now come back to wherever it is easy, where you feel some soothing, safety, ease in your body, hands, feet, image or memory. Stay here for a moment. Are there particular thoughts associated with this anxiety? Just to recognize, oh yeah, I just keep replaying this thought. What if, what if, what if? Notice that and come back to that place of soothing. Breathing. And now at your own pace, just bring your attention back to that difficult part of your body connected with this or the difficult thinking. Notice it, feel it, let whatever is here be here. Tension in my stomach, repetitive thoughts. And breathe and hold it with awareness and bring some kindness to this. We'll do more with kindness in a moment, but just do this kindly. And then go back to where it's easy. So at your own pace, go back and forth. And if the anxiety feels really, really strong, stay with your nice place, your soothing place, 99% of the time. And just like a little percentage, notice where it feels uncomfortable. So give it a try on your own. breathing. And now let's go back to that place that's soothing. Hands, feet, memory, image. Just take a pause. Feel the support of the ground. And if you've calmed down a bit, hopefully you have, this is what I call enlisting the wisdom mind. There's a part of us that knows, a part of us that is wise, even when we're lost in our scary thinking. So, if your wisdom mind could speak to you, what would it say about this thing you're anxious about? What would it tell you? And just listen, just listen. You will get through this. We don't know the outcome. I can handle this. Those are some ideas, but you listen to yourself. What might your wisdom mind say? Might even ask you, is your worst fear true? Do we really know that it's true? So notice what's coming up inside you. And there may not be anything, so that's fine too. But just if you do feel you access some clarity or just a little bit wiser thinking about it, really acknowledge that and notice how that feels. Notice how that feels. And breathe. And then coming back to your hands or feet, image or memory. Just being with that soothing. And knowing that working with anxiety is challenging. Can we bring some kindness to ourselves? Can we just in some way offer ourselves kindness for whatever we're feeling? So if the anxious feeling is still present, may or may not be, just offer yourself some kindness. Soothing words. You will get through this. May I be safe and protected. May my loved ones be safe and protected. May the humans and the animals of this earth be safe and protected. May I know I am loved. May we know we are loved and held with great compassion. Just imagine you might have images, feeling, letting whatever is here be here. As you offer some kindness, kindness to that part of you that is anxious. Kindness to that part of all of us who are anxious right now. We will get through this. We will find moments of peace and ease that will build up our reservoir. So we will have more and more capacity to face whatever needs to be faced. So take this last minute to bring some kindness to yourself or work with the anxiety in any way that you found useful from today's things I've been sharing. As we bring the meditation to a close, notice what's happening inside you. If you're feeling more easeful, more relaxed, let that really spread through your body. If you're feeling something else, see if you can let that be here too. Just let whatever is here be here. And we can say, for whatever it is I'm feeling, may I hold this too with kindness, with care. May everyone everywhere find a mind and heart and body of peace and ease. So I hope this is helpful for the next couple of weeks and ongoing into the future. And let's see, if you're interested in learning more about mindfulness, go to our UCLAhealth.org/mark, M-A-R-C website, or check out our UCLA Mindful app, which has all of the meditations that we do here and hundreds of them for many years that you can download and listen to. And I think that's it. I will stay on for about 10 minutes if anyone has any questions, anything you want to ask me or share. And otherwise, I won't be here next week. I'll be here in 2 weeks. So we'll have Allison Pimentel next week. Okay.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.